Thanks again for joining me here at PreachingTheGospelAtSaves.com, and thanks for subscribing to my bookstore blog as we continue to go through books not found in your so-called Christian bookstore. And that book would be So Many Versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck, the 20th century English versions of the Bible. And we are now in chapter 16, going through the New International Version. And some are excessively free of paraphrastic and lack fidelity to the sacred original text. Okay? That's how you know that they're lying, because there is no original text. There's no original Greek. There's no original Hebrew. There's no original Bible. There's no original text on the face of the planet, okay? There's just copies and copies and copies, and we have the right copy, the 1769 King James Bible, God's perfect words without one error. They don't have the originals, and they don't even have a Bible. They call it the New International Version, right? And it's called that because, in the first place, the committee producing it consisted of distinguished Bible scholars. And like I said in the first week, as soon as you hear scholarship, they don't believe in the miracles of Jesus. They don't believe in the resurrection of Jesus. They don't believe in creation. They actually mix it with evolution. It's the same as Roman Catholicism, okay? They don't believe any Bible is true, okay? So any translation will do. That's why they came up with this book, So Many Versions, right? If you believe God's perfect words is the 1769 King James Bible, you would not produce a book like this. You might produce a book that defends the King James Bible position, but you would never produce a book about all the different translations that aren't Bibles, because you're a Bible believer, okay? They believe that every translation that I'm talking to you about is a Bible. Even with all the revisions, even with words missing, even with the Lord Jesus Christ attacked in the New American Standard, where they said he got angry and sins, you know, or where he gets kicked out of heaven, or he's the son of a God, you know. And these are people who do not believe there's one Bible that's true. And this is what they produce, okay? Such scholars from English-speaking countries as Canada, England, Australia, and New Zealand, as well as the United States. In the second place, English is today an international language, and the translators have sought to use vocabulary common to the major English-speaking nations of the world. They have sought to avoid the use of Americanisms on the one hand and Anglicisms on the other. Their success in avoiding the former is evident from the fact that through a British edition was published in 1974, few changes in vocabulary were felt necessary, though British spelling was adopted. Okay, so now we're getting a translation from Britain, the spelling of Britain. Okay, more next week.